With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect in a double murder and child abduction from Washington State died following a pursuit with Oregon State Police. Troopers were watching for Elias Wazar on I-5 and spotted him south of Albany. He took off, crashed into a couple of vehicles. He was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The one-year-old boy in the car was not hurt and placed with Child Protective Services. NYPD is looking at reports outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, noting that the student encampments at Columbia and NYU all using the same type and color of tents. His comments come as similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Former President Trump says campus protests over the Israel-Palestinian war are happening due in part to the Biden administration.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday celebrated the impending passage of $60 billion of U.S. aid to Ukraine ahead of a final vote.
Clearly, on the Ukraine portion of this, we had difficulty on the Republican side. I think no Democrats in the House voted against Ukraine. I believe that's largely the case in the Senate.
He also claimed opposition to the Ukraine war was because of Tucker Carlson. This is SRN News. Religious freedom is on trial again in Finland.
Pavi Rasanen is a former member of the Finnish parliament who tweeted out a Bible verse 5 years ago which condemns homosexuality. Since that time, she has been in one court after another as the government seeks to punish her under the country's Hate Crimes and War Crimes Act. She's won every time, but now the Supreme Court of Finland says it will take up the case of the 64-year-old grandmother. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amana's pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry's mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations also severely restrict access to many abortion drugs. Over the decades, the number of abortions in Russia has fallen. This is SRN News. General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25%. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Have you tried to buy a new vehicle lately? GM is talking about its sales. Its average sales price for a vehicle is just under $50,000. And that's down a little bit from last year, says GM. Pickup sales remain strong, and General Motors says it is not seeing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have seen. As a matter of fact, its first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher profit vehicles. I'm Rita Foley.
Tesla's first quarter net income plummeted 55%, but the electric vehicle stock price surged in after-hours trading on Tuesday, as the company said it would move up production of new, more affordable vehicles. X launching a dedicated app for smart TVs as it continues pushing video. More at SRNnews.com.